Okay. Lots of tears, because it's just so nice seeing all these faces come in. And that's what my bit's about, really, all your faces. Okay, I'm just going to read this, because I couldn't trust myself to say I could ramble. So this is good. Notes is good. Okay, so here we are, the 30th. There is so much to say about the last 16 years. And I'm not going to say much about what we did, though, not the doing stuff. Photo? Yeah. Yep. So I look at this photo, and that woman was scared. And she was saying, what have I just said yes to? Oh, my goodness. But actually, it was who I said yes to, and that was the Trinity. Going back a bit further than this day, when Daniel came home and said to me that the elders had asked him to become an elder, the then elders, I was like, what? What do they want you for? Like, I don't think so. And then a few years on, he came back and said they'd asked him to lead the church. What? No, that's just not what we came back here for. I don't know why we came back, but it's not this. Like, no. And what do they want you for? Like, I just, you know, I didn't get that at all. Well, I was wrong, wasn't I? So our first year was pretty hard. We had two mums die of cancer and a young family taken to court with the dad jailed and the children removed. And it was really heartbreaking. And but the thing that I think God was showing me was that these are people's lives, these are real people's lives, and that they're our lives. Our lives are like that. And I think that's what he wanted me to see. There's a whole lot of whys behind our faces, and that's what I needed to embrace. We both believe the assignment is the road that God uses to shape us, and I can say with great confidence and gratitude that that's what's happened. It's been a privilege over the years to see and live with you in your marriages, babies being born, miracle babies, divorces, that's sad. Some of our family has died, and I'm thinking especially of our dear friend Leon. We all knew Leon, and you know, but he was a good friend, and Campbell's godfather, the godfather. And our family has moved into other churches locally in the UK and the overseas, like Jess and Austin, and Daniel Knight, who went to New Zealand pre-COVID and is now married in New Zealand, not coming back. So that's a good way to do it. We've clapped for first days of school, seen school finished, uni, started new jobs, retire. Sue, remember that retirement party? We've prayed for new houses and just want to say thank you to Paul and Rebecca for continuing to be our friends and gracious landlords after all these years. Thank you. And we've welcomed new people into the church. We've been happy when you are and cried when you haven't. We've walked and prayed through illnesses, pain, and still are. Your lives have been our lives, and that for me is my enduring legacy. Thank you for letting me grow into what God has made me to be. I see and know the difference between that scared girl now, and that's totally God's work. I know I wanted and needed to be able to say yes to God because I wanted to do this for you guys. I know that at the end of that particular journey, which we have done to our best ability, to hear God say, well done, you did the thing that could best be achieved by coming back to the UK, that's our reward. We are both kinder, more loving, have larger hearts, eyes and capacity for all his family. I have always and still do want the very best for you. We are both different personalities, and God has grown us at his pace and in his way. But we are both different people now. Not perfect, we were never going to do that, be that, but we're changed. So I just want to say thank you to God for the last 16 years. And thank you to all you guys for letting us serve you and grow with you. And our deepest love and gratitude to our kids, Campbell and Ella, for being on the journey and are still on the journey. We really couldn't have done it without you. We love you so much. Thank you to the friends we've made and the friends we're making. So it is with great excitement and anticipation, and I really do mean that, it is excitement and anticipation, we now look to these friends, this team, this relationship to lead this church family. Thank you for having the courage, you guys. You're all sitting in different spots. Thank you for having the courage. You know who you are. To say yes to God's question. His unique journey ahead for all of you. Well done.
Yes, excellent. And yeah, I'd just like to, you know, say much the same. Tanya said everything that needs saying. It's not life that shapes you. It's your reaction to life that shapes you. And you have a choice every time something happens to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to react this way or this way? And being in this role has forced us to react in the better way. There is a better way. There's always a better way. And actually, that process that Tanya's talked about has shaped us and made us who we are. And so, yeah, it has been a great privilege to be able to be pushed into the mold, not of what the world wants, but more of what God wants for us. And I know that that's, although they probably haven't completely realized it yet, what God is going to do to this next group of people, that when they say yes to him, it means yes to a journey of transformation. And so, yes, I want to just echo everything Tanya has said, and thank you. It's been a wild ride. and for those of you kind of don't quite know what's next for us, as it were, on Tuesday we're going to Australia for a month. At the time, it seemed quite logical to have this as the last Sunday. Now it seems almost insane, but we're ready. We're almost ready to go. So we're going to go and spend a month there, and then we will come back and we will return to be part of the church. So we're not leaving the church, and we're not leaving the area, and we're not. But at the same time, we're asking God what is next, because yes, that assignment for this one is over. But the next assignment that he's got for us, we're looking forward to finding out what it is and moving in that direction with him. And it will shape us again. It will be out of our comfort zone again, because that's where he grows you. He doesn't grow you in what you think you can do. Yeah, I was very young there. Naive enough to start, I think, is the thing. Stubborn enough to finish. That is my mantra. But yeah, when I look at that, I think, thank you for taking a risk on that very young face. So yeah, good. We've got a couple of messages from some friends of us as a church. And one is terrible video quality, so don't blame Ben. And then, but let's have a look, see if we can get those up.
Daniel and Tanya, leadership team and all at Living Waters, greetings from Rob and Pam Scott Cook. We love praying for you every day and have done so since the very beginnings of Living Water with dear Charles and Joyce as they laid those foundations. And we love praying for God's hand to be upon you, especially thinking of you in this next season of transition. You know, post-pandemic, there are many challenges that our world faces. And yet I've sensed there's been a growing spiritual hunger to reach out with the good news of the Lord Jesus. In fact, recently we've seen so many people coming to faith. It seems sometimes that the darker the world is around us, the brighter that light can shine. My prayer for you is in this next season, a kind of prophetic word that I felt particularly for this year, and hope to share more of it when I'm next with you. It's those three words, is pursuing his presence. During this time of change and challenge, may it be the presence of God that makes the difference. You know, sometimes we think the presence of God is something passive that we feel when we come into a time of worship. But no, we can pursue his presence. Scripture says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And that's my prayer, is that you will increasingly know the presence of God, especially guiding you through this time of change. You know, for Moses in Exodus 33, he says these amazing words, Lord, unless your presence goes with us, don't send us up from here. The promise God gives is, my presence will go with you. May you know God's presence with you through all this time of change and transition. Even for the stranger coming into living waters, may it be a sense that their first reaction is to call out almost, God is among you. And that sense of the presence of God being there constantly with you. So I want to just pray that, Father, come by your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. For living waters, may there be an ever-increasing sense of pursuing your presence. Come now, Lord. Make your presence real, I pray, even today in this service. The promise of your guidance in all that lies ahead as your presence goes with us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great to share with you, and look forward to being with you again soon and perhaps sharing a little more of that kind of prophetic word that God is saying into our lives this time. God bless you. Great to be with you.
Hello, Living Waters Church from Bulgaria.
Hello.
Daniel and Tanya, sad to see you go, but thank you for leading Living Waters Church for the past 15 years. And we know God's got good things prepared for you in the future.
Amen.
And we want to welcome the new leadership team. We know that Living Waters Church is in good hands with you. And we also know that there are glorious days ahead for all of us.
Yeah. Amen. Gillian is over with Craig and Milena. And so I got this video from Gillian. And I was like, why is Gillian sending me this video? She was taking it and she was behind the camera. So yes, I think when I Googled them last night and said, is that video that I mentioned coming? Anyway. It's good. Let me put a scripture up from the Old Testament. This is from, I think, 1 Samuel. And this was when the prophets... No, let's put the first one up. Yeah, Samuel took the flask of olive oil that he had bought, and he anointed David with the oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to anoint. I haven't got a flask of olive oil. I have got olive oil, and it's in that bowl. And I'm going to. We're going to anoint this new team, because that's what the Bible has already said. And my prayer is that the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon them from that day forward. There will be something that we empower, we that changes from this moment because of what we're going to do. So that's our prayer of agreement together. And it's interesting because Samuel was in a bit of a grump, if you know anything about this scripture, and God said to him, stop grieving about your plans. I've got plans. And it's time to look for the future, and it's time to look for a new leader. And then the story goes, he turns up at David's house, and he goes through all of the sons, and he goes through all the obvious choices of who's going to be wonderful for the job. And then he gets to David and says, this is the man after my own heart. God says, this is who I'm choosing. And so today, this is not a group a group of random individuals who we rallied, we rounded up at the last moment. We genuinely believe this group is who God is asking to take on this task and who he will put his spirit in powerfully. So that's one thing we're going to do, just to explain why we're doing that. The second scripture that I want to give you is the second slide, which is, this is Jesus in the New Testament, and he, at the end of Jesus' life, he prays three prayers. He prays for himself, because he's just about to go to the cross, and then he prays for his disciples, who he's been journeying with over the last 3 years, and then he prays for us, those who would believe through the message of those disciples. And although it's a long time ago, we are here today because we believe that message. And he says, I pray not for them alone, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me. The glory is unity. The glory is that connection. That they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world would know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. The Trinity is a relationship of connection, of unity, of choosing to be together. And actually, I believe that this group is a group who are choosing to be together. And they're out of that relationship and out of that unity, people will see something amazing. Paul in the New Testament, Paul and Barnabas, it says they gathered in each of the churches leaders and elders. There was always a sense there was a group of them and prayed for them and then went on to the next church. So I think we're coming back to, in some ways, an even more biblical model of what God intended for the church. So me being quite visual, I was looking for an image that I could share with this this group to remind them of this scripture perpetually. And I found this image, which is the next one we're going to show. So I found this image, which is six outer sections connected to an inner section. So that is God in the middle, and that is each member of the team connected to God and connected to each other. And in true Blue Peter fashion, here's one I made earlier. So, thank you, Ben, for your machinery. Each one of the team are going to get one of these. And this is showing them that, yes, there's a connection to God needed. And they have a connection to someone else who they need to give, but they're not complete without a connection from someone else. And so that's what we want to pray for them today, and that's what we want to remind them is the unity that they're going to bring about. So without further ado, we better bring them up here, and I'm going to line you up in a particular order. So you can line up and then I'll move you around because it's not going to work otherwise. So let's just welcome this team of people. Okay. Dave. Pete. I did have it written down somewhere. Have I got that right? I think it is right. Because I didn't want you to see them as three couples. I want you to see them as six individuals. And they, although this connection, so when they get their puzzle piece, they're not going to get a piece that connects, the two of them aren't going to connect to each other. So they can't say, oh, well, that's our little connection, because it's not. Their little connection is going to be something different along this. And if you loop round, I've got it right, because then you're connected to Chris and not to Dave. So Anyway, in my mind, it makes perfect sense. Good. So look, I am going to pray for these guys. I'm going to anoint them with oil, and I'm going to pray that scripture. We're going to put that scripture back up again about being, and I'm going to pray that God comes and fills them powerfully and remains with them. Yeah, the first one you put up, Ben. Yeah. And then... no, not really. But you could do. No, we'll just do it. It might feel a little bit awkward, but, you know, work with it. Okay. Let me pray first, and then let's see. Father, I just thank you for this group of people. I thank you that they're saying yes to you. I thank you that they're saying yes to a journey of adventure. I thank you that they're saying yes to being changed and being transformed. I thank you that they're saying yes to demonstrating your unity and a connection that's greater than each one of them could possibly imagine. And I thank you that they represent something new and fresh and a new way of seeing you and a new way of representing you here in this church. And Father, I just thank you that as we anoint them with oil, that they will be filled powerfully from this day forward, and they will sense a new anointing and a new sense of hearing from you and a new sense of destiny that you have called them for such a time as this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Excellent. Let's give these guys another round of applause. We're going to hear from some friends who've been on this journey with us. Rick and Esther are our kind of example. They have been through this transition as a church in the Netherlands, and so that's why they can jump on a plane and come over and surprise us, and so that's really great. And then the team who they handed over to and did a very similar thing to this are Dennis and Tabitha, and they are helping us in this transition and have got us to this point, and I think we've got a message from them. So if you want to put these back, and then I'll give them to you in the end. Yeah. You'll get them back at the end. They will.
Hello, guys. We're Dennis and Tabitha. We have three beautiful children and we live in Belgium. Some of you might recognize us because we've been around for a holiday a couple of times and seen you in service. About 10 years ago, we met Daniel and Tanya at Souls. And a couple of years later, we spent a week with Pete and Kate for a training. And we become really close friends with the four of them, but also the rest of the team. And that's why you've probably seen us somewhere or heard of us. Since August, we've come a little bit closer with the group, and we're coming alongside for this transition process. And we're really good friends and like to spend time together and talk about team and church and, well, transition. So it's been a wonderful time, and we'll be doing that for some period of time.
Hi guys, I hope you're fine. This is a big day today. So we want to speak to you from Belgium. We've been coming alongside now for a couple of months already, and it's been a beautiful journey together with Daniel and Tanya and the team right now. So I really hope you're doing okay today, everybody. And it's beautiful to see that Daniel and Tanya, in all those years, they have given their lives and energy and resources to the church, that they laid such a fantastic foundation for this to happen. And it's been a really interesting process to see this transition coming along. And a lot of credits go to Daniel and Tanya for a lot of years trying to implement a relational side of thinking about the gospel. And it's on that foundation that the team now can build and move forward, whatever that means. So Daniel and Tanya, this is a big legacy you're leaving, and this is fruit from your labor, and it's really, really amazing how you guys pulled it off. So yeah, you're my heroes. And for the team, I just want to say, don't be too harsh on yourself. We believe in you guys. Are you ready? I think so. You'll never be ready, really fully ready. It's a learning journey together and seeing what God wants to do with you. It'll teach you, teach the church, and just make you more yourself. So all of you have extremely special qualities and beauty in your lives that you can share. So I'm looking forward to the next season that you guys are going in. And yeah, I'm very curious about what you're going to do in Living Waters. All right. Hey, have a fantastic service. Have a fantastic time together. And I hope we see each other soon. We will. So all the best for you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent. Hopefully, maybe in September or something, they'll come over and you'll see them a bit more of that. So that's sort of the end of me, of our involvement. And so you're seeing a live kind of transition from now on. Kind of, I'm going to be handing over to the new team to do new things. So I think Chris is on the list. So. We'll see what you get.
For about 3 minutes, there are 8 leaders of Living Waters Church. So we're all coming up now because we've got the privilege to pray for these guys as they embark in the next section of their journey. And as we heard last week, it's where God is going to take them with their commissioning and their anointing next. And this has been part of the journey. And we have been genuinely privileged and honoured to be part of this journey with them, and now we're just gonna pray for the next period. Father God, we can't thank you enough for bringing Daniel and Tanya and Ella and Campbell into our church, into our lives, and for the amount of sacrifice and giving and generosity that we have been able to experience through their time here. Father, we just know that you have already and ask you to continue to just flood them with 10 times what they've given to us over the last 15, 16, 17 years. And they've been significant parts of our journey, and personally we want to honour and thank them for that. But Lord, we know that you have led them on that journey through growing, and it's been fantastic to be part of that. Father, we pray that as they go into this next step and they lay their responsibility for the church back at your feet and give that down, that you are saying, these are my children and I am well pleased. And that they are moving now, and you're going to lead them into green pastures, pastures of blessing. Father, I pray that you will flood them, their lives, their household with joy, with love that springs up from somewhere that we can't explain, that we know comes from dancing with you, a trinity that just wants to include and love and lead. And Father, we pray that this next period, particularly while they're in Australia, will be extremely restful on all levels and goes beyond understanding. Father, we pray that they would feel your wind blow when the time is right and lead them that one step at a time into what is next for them together. And Father, we pray that your arms of love go around them as they travel and that everything about this next period of time will be blessed and anointed and a celebration for everything that's done. And may they feel that real arms of love, pat on the back, thank you and well done.
And we just want to just release them from what they've been carrying. And, you know, I know it's been with joy as well as tears, but we release them from that responsibility. And we not just release them from, but we release them into the next step that you have, which is good because you are good. So we thank you. We thank you for them both, and we just honour them. We honour Daniel and Tanya and Campbell and Ella as well, who've been part of that journey. And we just thank you for this family, and we know that you have good things in the next years to come. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I have had a picture of these guys for a while that involves boats, and God gave me a little bit more of it just now as we were praying, so I just wanted to share it, that God has been using these guys to steer a ship. He's put a big boat in their charge. And they've been doing the hard work of steering that ship onto a new course, turning it in the water. That's a big job. It's hard. But I felt when we were praying for them a previous time that now the boat is a cruise ship and they get to sit in armchairs and deck chairs with cocktail in hand and enjoy the journey. They're still on the journey. They're still part of it, but they get to relax and enjoy it now. God just shared another piece of it with me this morning. As they lay back in their deck chairs on the deck, the horizon just expanded in front of them. And so, Father, I pray that for them, that you will continue to expand their horizon. You have such an incredible thing next for these guys, the whole family. And it's going to blow their minds. So, Father, I thank you so much for that.
The film Moana, there's a bit where the sea comes up and it goes back out and there's a shell that's left. And God just said to me that he's got a special jewel, a special shell, for each one of you. Each one of you, that's you and Ella and Campbell, that's you as well. And that's special. And he's going to reveal that special jewel to each one of you over this next period of time, this new season. And it's going to be special. And when it comes up, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's my jewel. And it's going to be something just from God to you as a special well done.
I actually just want to pray for my parents. I don't know if Ella wants to pray, but okay. I don't know. We'll see how far I can get through this prayer. But thank you, Father. I just want to pray for my parents who diligently picked up this baton from my grandparents and who then started to sow a seed that we hadn't seen before. So that a harvest would start growing that was new, that was fresh, that was of you, a new expression that you revealed yourself to us. I thank you that my parents stood in the way of, through battles with people. They stopped the enemy touching other people in this congregation. And they chose to go places where others weren't willing to. And as this moment finishes, I feel like It's the farmer of the field taking off the bags of seed off the shoulders and dropping it down on the floor and handing it over to the new to the new farmers, to the ones who will now tend the field. Yes. And so, Father, we just ask you to embrace them in this period. Remove any baggage that is still weighing them down. Release them to just enjoy the field, to enjoy the harvest, Father. Amen.
No, we'll do it in a minute. I just wanted to, I know this is off script, but I just wanted to give the opportunity because this wasn't planned. Do Rick and Esther want to come and say anything? Would you like to? Because I just felt that would be, yeah.
I'll prepare it a little bit. Yeah.
Good. Good morning, everybody. I wrote something down first. I didn't want to write something down. I thought, okay, just let God talk. But dear Daniel and Tanya, Pete and Kate, Dave and Claire, Chris and Claire, it's when I think back of you, it, somehow direct a connection was there when we first met. And it's going on still. That's why we really thought, okay, we have to be here today. We really have to be. So we jumped on the plane tonight, last night at 11 o'clock, and came here. So, and I think it's because only one thing I want to say, because we learned a lot in the last years together. We spent a lot of time together learning and seeing that the kingdom of God, how you can expand the kingdom of God, is by building new relationships. But also deepen relationships. And we did. We did. And also, if you have broken relationships, start mending them again. Because that's important as well. And that's why we are here. Because we really believe that. We really believe that it's all about unity. It's already said by you. The unity with God, and unity with the people we know, unity within yourself, and that the relationships are the key. Relationships are the key. Relationship with God and relationship with each other. And that's where we said, okay, we have really have to be here and really express the connection we feel with you. Really feel that. And it won't stop if you're not pastors anymore. And it won't stop if you are the pastors now, because that will be there and it will always be there. I said here, we are friends for life. And that's really what we feel. Now you're passing on the baton. I looked it up and I thought, okay, but that's not really for you, Daniel, especially running, no, cycling. So God gave me a picture. And Daniel, I think you know it, medicine. It's cycling on the court. And when you cycle together, and you have to give over, but then you do it like this. You grab the hand of the other, and you pull them forward, and you catapult them. But the fun part is, the other one gets rest. So you get rest now. So they have to go now. But the picture God gave me was like, but you're still holding the hand for a longer time. It's not like just let go like a baton, like, okay, here we have it. But it's still, the connection is still needed. So it's important. For the team, also the picture, God said to me, okay, it's important sometimes you need rest. So the other takes over. And you have it six, so that's possible. I don't know where the others are. Oh, look. I'm looking all over the place. So I think that's a very nice picture, that you really need each other. And you can pull each other back when someone is a little bit tired, you can rest and you give it over to the other one. Daniel and Tanya, you're not done. Take time to rest. Enjoy your time in Australia. And we're looking forward to see what God is going to show you in the future. We will see. We love you very much, and also the team. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Rick and Esther. I just want to say thank you to everyone for just bearing with us. There's a lot of talking and a lot of praying, but this is a really significant time, and I really feel God's here. And I just take that moment to witness that this is a significant time. So thank you all for coming. And children, you've been amazing. I know this isn't the easiest thing for you, but I just want to say, children, you're amazing. I'm not going to speak, don't worry, apart from just a couple of things. We've heard a lot of voices. I'm just going to get into my iPad. Shouldn't have put such a long number on it, should I? Great. I just wanted to say just a few quick things. So I can't really summarize 16 years in a few minutes. It's impossible to try and do that. And, you know, they have been incredible years. But I do want to just pick out three things that have come to mind, three things that you guys, Dan and Tanya, have shown us and demonstrated to us. And these are the three things. There's probably lots more things, but these are three things that came to my mind as I was thinking about it. And number one was your faithfulness and perseverance. I know that's two in one, but I had to keep to the three. So faithfulness and perseverance. You know, I can remember a number of years back, Daniel talking about a song that was really important to him, that I think when he started off, which was the whole one, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back." And I can honestly say in observation that that's what he's done. And he's going to continue to do it. "I've decided to follow Jesus." He's made that decision to follow Jesus. And that's not a light decision, it's a big decision. Both of them have taken that decision to follow Jesus. So thank you for that, taking that decision and continuing to take that decision. You guys have been single-minded in your approach. You've kept to that goal. You've been determined. And the definition of resolve is probably in you guys. You know, you've talked a lot about cycling and all those sort of things, and it requires a lot of stamina. You guys have had that stamina and resolve, so thank you for that. And sometimes when it's hard, you're tempted to give up when things get hard. These guys haven't given up. We need to honour them and thank them for that. They haven't given up. They've kept on. When times, you know, and you haven't seen behind the scenes, none of us have seen behind the scenes sometimes when you're on your last legs and you're still crying out for people and praying for people. These guys have done that. So thank you. They have servant hearts. And, you know, they've not just stood at the front and said things and really wise things and inputted a lot to us, but they've been behind the scenes as well. And so many lives that they have just got stuck in with and helped people along the way. And, you know, and some of you are here today. Some have moved on because that's where God's taken them, but moved on with that fruit that has been invested in them. Some of them are in heaven cheering on, and like Leon. And, you know, he wouldn't have made it as he did without you guys. So thank you for that. So number two of the three things that came to mind is relationship. You've shown us that relationship and friendship is not only vital, but it's our goal. It's our goal. Our goal is to be friends with God, with the Trinity. That's our goal. That's all he wanted. That's what he designed us to be. friends. And you have very diligently taken that seed and watered it in our lives, shown us what relationship is with God and with each other. And, you know, we've all been on a journey understanding God's love more, and there's a lot more to go. We're not finished yet. And Tanya has beautifully shared parts of that journey as well. So we thank you, Tanya, for the way that you've shared your life and that journey that you've been on through it. And you know, when it's hard, I'm someone who likes to sort of fix things personally, but when it's hard and you see broken things, you want to fix it, but you can't always fix it. That's a really hard place to be in. And yet what you have shown us is how we go to God. We can't fix things, but he's the one who can. And so that's an incredible thing for us to take, that, you know, when the going gets hard, when we're not sure what to do, we go to God. In fact, we go to God all the time, but it's that connection with God. And thank you for praying for us all, and me included. There's been a number of times throughout my life where I know I've been on the receiving end of your prayers. So thank you for that. You've helped equip us as a church for life and for the road ahead. And your wisdom is immense, and we know we will continue to benefit from that wisdom too. So thank you for that. You know, friendship isn't something that just happens. It's forged. It has to go through testing. It has to go through difficult times. It has to be real. It has to be honest. And it has to be, you know, transparent. And we've had, you know, in our relationships as together and as six as well, as leadership team, we've been through ups and downs. We've been through those forging processes, and we'll continue to go through it. But the one thing that I want to really press on and communicate to you today is that we're committed to unity, and we're committed to each other, and we're committed to this life of journey and relating and to each other. And we know, just like with this piece, that's amazing. Thank you so much for this. But this is it. Connected to God and each other, and we know we're excited about the future. You know, and the third thing you have taught us is that it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry, and not to apologize for it either. I don't think I've actually ever seen you once apologize for crying. You've just done it, and you know. And there's something about I've learned. I won't tell you about this now. Another time. But there's something about expressing Jesus' emotions that are really powerful, and you've shown us how to do that too, both of you. And we're going to continue to do that. I'm sure you know we'll be crying, but it's what I mean by that is you've shown us to be real. And that is another hallmark of our journey, is we're committed to being real, to being authentic. We don't want to pretend to be someone we're not. We're not interested in that. We want to be real. We might get it wrong. We're not perfect. We're weak. But we want to be real, and we know that with God, all things are possible, and we are on the winning side. So it's okay. This isn't the end. It's a new chapter. That's all. And as you've said, you know, we are extremely glad that you guys are still around. So thank you for that. Kate and I have just returned from 2 weeks in Scotland. Lovely 2 weeks in Scotland in our van, cruising around the whole of the coastline. But I just didn't know how many lochs there were in Scotland. I mean, there's a loch everywhere you look. And the number of names of lochs, there's so many. There's probably come up with a word and there's a loch named after it. I had no idea. But as we were thinking about that, you know, how are they formed? And, you know, they're formed from initially little streams, little sources of water that come from the hills, from the mountains, combine into rivers and flow into those locks, which eventually a lot of them flow into the sea as well. And hopefully we'll get more chance to talk about this at some point, but it's not an accident or a mistake that we're called living water or living waters. And I believe that we are all those streams. Those people who are part of this church are those streams. And what Daniel and Tanya have helped us to do is look at the source of those streams. Because the thing is, we were talking with someone and it was a question, can you drink the water from the locks? Is it all right? And in most cases it is. But one of the key things is if the source is tainted or damaged or got something in it, it can affect the whole lot of the water. And when I was thinking about this, I think what has happened beautifully over the last 16 years, and it might seem like a long time, that Daniel and Tanya have helped us in this journey to connect to the real source, so that we've got pure water, so that we're connected in. And I'm not saying we're going to do it always perfect, but we know how to. That's the thing. We know how to connect to the source. And that is incredibly exciting for the future, because I really believe that those living waters are going to come together, going to grow, and we're going to see not what we do, but what God does in that water. There's going to be a lot of refreshment, a lot of excitement, a lot of, you know, the world needs Jesus. The world needs Jesus. And we are part of that journey. We are part of that journey, and we are, you know, I'm very, very excited about the future, in that we are, as we love God and as we love each other and as we have connected to that source, we are going to see some incredible things happen over the coming years as well. So thank you for being with us on this journey going forward as well. We need you. It's a bit scary, to be honest, but I've got faith in God, and thank you, each and every person who supported us along the way. So, I'm going to invite Kate and Claire up. We've got just got... Are you going to introduce this? Yeah, cool.
I'm glad you said it's okay to cry, because I have not been emotional at all until I came in here. And then I'm like, oh, great. Rick and Esther didn't help. Along with a number of things, Chris's hug too, Susie's flags, a few things. Anyway, we have got some presents for you. We've done a collection within the church, and people have been incredibly generous. So thank you so much to everybody that contributed. We got over £900. Wow. So we've got a few, I know, like look at that face. We got over £900, so it's amazing. So we've got a few little things for you, which obviously you can open because then you can show people what we bought. But there will be a large chunk of money coming to you as well, so you can spoil yourselves on something, whether in Australia or, you know, there's something also special in mind that you have that you want to get. So there'll be over £500 for that. So enjoy. And Claire's going to explain one of the gifts. Okay.
So we wanted to get you something a little bit special, something that you can, that kind of stays around for a little while. So unfortunately, this didn't arrive in time, so I do apologize. We tried. But we have got you a tree. We've got you a tree that I think that you have been wanting. Yes, by the look on Tanya's face, we got the right tree, guys. It's okay. This tree, it's a ginkgo tree. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Paul, is that right? Ginkgo tree? Okay, well done, thanks. So, but it resembles a few things. So it resembles friendship, resilience, hope, peace, and love. So we hope that when it arrives, when you get back from Australia, it will be here.
we've just got to keep it going while they're away. That's the bit, that's the scariest bit. Anybody want to look after a tree? I'm looking for somebody to look after a tree. And I totally mean that as well. If you're good with trees, then come speak to me after, because we really need to look after this tree. But this tree will arrive by the time you get back, and it's a special thing for you guys. So let's give them a round of applause. We love you guys, and this is just a little token of appreciation for how much we love you. And you can open them later on or whenever. Okay, Claire is going to... You have done amazingly, guys. We have come to the end. And Claire is just going to round things up. And, one more song and then we're done.
Yeah, we're nearly there. I don't know about you, but I've been getting hungrier and hungrier smelling that incredible food.
It's not Claire. Sit down, Claire. It's actually Dave, my husband, who I've completely forgotten about. Oh, dear. His one moment to shine, and I took it away.
Thank you. So we may be a team, but we have our moments. Goodness me. I've been nervous about this for a week, so I can't not do it now. So we have a slideshow. You know, there can never be a service without a slideshow. And as a family, we've grown up on slideshows. So I'm trying not to make this as long as my dad would normally do it. But firstly, thank you to Ella for putting it together. She's trawled Google Drives, social media, the world, to try and get some pictures together for us today. So I do have a clicker. There's a combination. I seem to have so many things in my pocket today. There we go. Let's see if that will work. Here we go. Right, let's see what we've got. So we've just got a few photos. There will be more... That'll happen kind of during while we're eating or whatever, because there are hundreds. But we've tried to do a kind of select few, but even that was really tricky. But just kind of like, just reminding us of some of the memories, some of the things that have happened throughout the years. So we're starting off, should have probably run through this thing. Our services changed as well and evolved over the course of the last 16 years. We had two services per Sunday. We've had 10 o'clock starts, 10:30 starts. We've had lockdown services, live streams, Wednesday waves, and then finally kind of coming back together. We've had toilet cleaning teams, welcome teams, information teams, events teams, bring and share meal, hospitality, big worship bands, small worship bands, big youth groups, small groups, and summer series. Lots and lots of kind of things like this that have gone on throughout. We've even had... You know, back in the days when Daniel was leading the band before Claire took over as well. They're all there. So we can't get everyone in photographs. You probably might recognise yourselves in some. You may, you know, we've tried our best to kind of get as many as we can to kind of represent everything that's happened over the years. So, yeah, exactly. Some people that have grown significantly. We've all aged. A young Campbell. So I won't pick on anyone in particular. So, yeah, and there we go. Then we went online as well. So Live from the Landing became quite a thing. And life groups as well, where we've had, from small groups and all different people, whoever, that were involved in that throughout the years. Yeah, then we went on to, we've had two rebrands, so apparently, of the website. This is the website in 2007, just after Daniel and Tanya took over, and then we moved on to 2010, another new one in 2012, and then the beautifully designed from Amperative. I have to get a plug in somewhere, don't I? I mean, about 25% of the church seem to work there now. So there we go. And that's the latest one now. So, yeah, numerous parties and celebrations. 20th anniversary celebrations in 2010. Maybe we should quickly move on. So, the 20th anniversary. Yeah, so many things going on. Church picnics at Noah's Ark, incredibly hot day. We sweated our way through that day. Yeah, exactly. Yes, good food. So, and then who remembers the Toy Story theme party in 2012? See if you can pick yourself out on that one. Which also included a barn dance, which many of us had completely forgotten that that was part of it. So, and then the 25th wedding anniversary in 2014 with the happy, smiley couple. Even after 25 years, good work. Yeah, Mad Hatter's Tea Party in 2015, some very special faces in that particular picture. So, and then, I did that one on. Ah, got a missing one. That one's disappeared. So, but yeah, apparently about 13 weddings, which we've had in this period as well, right through from Jill and Steve in 2010, Ben and Susie, which is, funnily enough, the missing picture. Ben, did you delete that? I'm quite suspicious that the picture of you is the one that's disappeared. And also, actually, yeah, John Rosie's has disappeared. That was also on that slide. So, yeah, Paul and Hong, Graham and Julie, and most recent being Emily and Chris last year. Emily possibly might be joining us via... because she's currently in Thailand. So, then we have Charlie and Holland's wedding coming up later on. Oh, where are we? So, kids' clubs. Yeah, kids have always been an important part of the church. We started our first kid club in 2019. We then followed it up with services and all sorts of things. So we had Zoo Crew in 2009, Time Twisters in 2010, Voyages 2011, All Stars in 2012, Mission Possible 2013, Surf's Up in 2014, and Zoo Crew again in 2015. So always had lots and lots of fun, lots of kids attending, lots of people pretending to be kids, enjoying themselves. Then, then a big moment, really something significant in 2010. My turn to get emotional, only because her teaching has significantly impacted my life personally. So whenever I mention Beth, I'm the one that gets emotional, but I'm not apologising. Her testimony and teaching materials have really had a paradigm shift effect on us as a people and as a church. Since her introduction, she came and spoke to the church on multiple occasions. We ran Pure Love and Path to Freedom teaching groups on Sundays, and it has had a significant impact on many of us here. We've had buildings, so the church office, yeah, there we go, number 24. And we've also been in that hub on Strode Road, and all sorts of events have happened in them, from book signings to training, Café Zeppelin, and all sorts of bits have happened in the buildings. Christmas services. Christmas has always been a very special time for us. Always lots of effort going in. And as you can see, yeah, we even had a real-life donkey. Real advantage of having someone on the team who's a curator of a zoo. lots of work has always gone into it, and we've always had the most incredible Christmas events with people travelling to come. Churches together equally has always been a big part. Daniel being on a huge part of Churches Together, on the Clevedon clergy as well, including like events like Hope in the Square, so where we generally had good weather and went out and enjoyed ourselves. So yeah, and also missionary trips as well. So Burundi and the Philippines, and we'd continue to support those organisations. Yeah, long time ago, that one. Also, baptisms in swimming pools. Marine Lake. Had to have the Marine Lake. Yeah, and baby dedications. Always a very special, really important time for all of us involved. And yeah, dedications as well. With new members of the church appearing. We've also had our mission statements as well. I should have kind of asked who remembered them before we put it up to to see. So, yeah, and they have things that we've been really kind of based our times in the church on during these kind of periods or whatever, with the most recent being, which has been around for a long time now, but it still means so much, on a journey with friends to freedom. And that statement is so powerful, and that's where we're still pushing on today. So, last but not least, thank you. I had to end with a fun one because it sums you guys up. So, yeah, hopefully that's a bit of a taste. As I say, there's more photos that will be running around while we're eating, but that was just but a bit of a visual summary and another way of saying thank you. And there's one final famous video that goes around occasionally, which Ben's had a few issues with technology, but hopefully he's got to play it. It's a family favourite, apparently, so we had to play it today. So I'll leave you on that.
Sunday afternoons. Don't know what you do. About 3 o'clock, you probably fall asleep if you're in our house. 3 o'clock on the dot, you know. Oh, yeah, feeling sleepy, you know. But sometimes Sundays, Antiques Roadshow. Anyone watch the Antiques Roadshow? Come on, you know you love it. Yeah. Everyone waits, you know, you've got the table and there's the person there and there's the thing and everyone's waiting. How much is it worth? We love the conversation. Yeah, well, this was about this and it's the Ming Dynasty, and if you turn it over you might not have noticed that there's something on the bottom and this and that, and then you're going, yeah, that's great. And then it's the only time we kind of shout, I shout at the telly quite a lot, but you know, 3,000, you know. And then they carry on talking a little bit more. 6,000, you know, whatever. If you go out for a cup of tea or answer the phone at that point and you haven't figured out, you come back, how much is it worth? You know? Now, I know that people say, oh, no, that doesn't mean anything to me. It's just a family heirloom. That's rubbish, isn't it? Everyone knows that's rubbish. The first thing you need to do when they get home is ring their neighbour and go, did you see it? You know, this is how much it's worth. I'm not saying they're going to sell it, but there's something about its worth that changes things. That's the valuation. How much more what God says about us? If God says he loves us, God says he loves me, and you don't love me, who's right?
What a fantastic way to finish. Yay! It is really my turn now. Sorry, Dave. So yes, we're nearly there. We're going to have one more song. We're going to put the offering baskets out during that song. If you would like to give to the offering, if you're a regular here, don't please come and put it in the baskets. I know lots of people give in a different way, so no pressure at all. It's part of what we do as our worship. After that, we are going to have tea and coffee. It's all over there. And there will be some kerfuffle going on during tea or coffee. Please don't take that as your cue to run for the door. We're going to stay and share lunch together. And this is something that we really value as a church, just time to enjoy each other, to hang out, to have great conversations, to just relate to each other. So it's great if you've come prepared for lunch, amazing. If you hadn't realised this was happening, but you find yourself at a loose end for the next couple of hours and you'd like to stay for lunch, please do. It doesn't matter if you didn't know it was happening. You can still stay, and we would love you to do that. So please do. In order to get ready for lunch, some of us are going to have to do some furniture moving. If it's not raining, feel free to take your teas and coffees outside. Otherwise, if it's chucking it down, just be prepared for us to be kind of around you, moving chairs and all of that kind of stuff. Don't let it faze you. Don't let it interrupt your conversations. They are the important thing, okay? I think it would be a great time right now to give a massive round of applause to Scotty and his gang, who have been preparing such a wonderful lunch for us. I know he's hiding in the kitchen, So feel free to give him a big pat on the back later when you see him. And we haven't eaten it yet, but I know it'll be good because it's always good. And also thank you to the people who've made puddings as well. I'm sure they'll be good too. So I'm going to close off the meeting there, apart from we'll have one song to finish. And on behalf of the new team, I just want to say a massive thank you for being with us this morning, for being here to honour the incredible legacy that Daniel and Tanya have given to us. And being with us as a sign that you're with us on the journey going forward as well. It means so much to us. It's not about the six of us, it's about us as a church, growing together, growing in our relationships with each other, growing in our relationships with God. And we are so excited to be a part of this journey with you all. So thank you. I need a worship band.
God, my friend, your love, it never fades, and so I'll love you until the end. When shadows fall, you never change. From age to age, you never change. Through the years you've always